Off the Ball Rugby.
What Joey Barrett has brought to the club, the performances he's had, the punch that he gives, is another dimension on what Robbie's game is. That's the reality.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Hello and welcome to Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm David Wilson. Coming up today, Tim Clancy speaks out for the first time since leaving his position as Cork City manager. Galway United's Moses Dyer eyes an international call-up. Liverpool could have their Trent Alexander-Arnold replacement. And where could Anthony's good form bring him next season? But first today, Tim Clancy announced that he was leaving Cork City shortly after their 2-1 defeat to Derry City at Turner's Cross last Friday night. The Meath man left the club in 9th position, 8 points behind Galway United in 7th, and 3 points ahead of Sligo Rovers, who are bottom. Clancy said that not finding a replacement for his assistant manager Jamie Hamill, who left for Scotland for family reasons back in March, was key to his decision to step away.
I think since I lost my assistant manager back in March, the international window, when Jamie went back to Scotland, and we struggled to get a replacement. I think the longer it went on without a replacement, my assistant manager and the person I had there that I could trust. And look, Liam Kearney stepped in, and Cairns is doing an unbelievable job at City with the academy, and you look at the players that he's rolling off the conveyor belt there, and Greg Elverton in recent weeks came in, was brilliant, but again that was a temporary situation because he's obviously got a job in UCC. So the longer it went without replacing me as assistant manager, I think the harder it got.
Clancy says despite a number of tough results, the players never gave in.
No, I don't think so. I think if you look at the performances from the players, like normally look, if a manager loses the dressing room, as they say, or whatever else, performances dip and energy levels sort of reduce. But if you look at the second half against Derry, they were brilliant, and they have been. There's one thing I can't say a single thing about the players, because their application, although we haven't won a lot of games this season and we've lost quite a few, bar the Shamrock Rovers game, I think there was very little in a lot of the games they played. And there is the element of luck. I think if you look at the late goal against Sligo, where we could have won, and then the late goal against Drogheda, it probably leaves another 3 points off the table, and there was other games throughout the season that they possibly should have won or picked up points in as well. So I don't think the players seen that in coming. I think there was quite a bit of a shock over the weekend when they announced it. But look, I think it's a good idea now for someone else to go in. They've got a brilliant group of players there. They're getting Sean Maguire back fit, Greg Bulger's back on the pitch, Malik Drick-Steele would be very close now as well, and I think as soon as someone goes in and then players are fit, I think they'll be shooting up the table.
And despite what's been a tough opening period of the season, Clancy feels like the club can progress and eventually compete at the top end of the table.
Yeah, like I honestly think that there's not much is needed for that club to be right at the other end of the table, where it's a club the size of Cork City need to be. To be honest, it's a difficult one to manage expectations, because the fans, rightly so, have expectations that they want to be challenged at the top of the table. And inside the club then as well, I think them expectations probably aren't as high. And me as the manager, I'm the sort of focal point that has to try and manage expectations of the club and also the fans. And there's probably a little disconnect, or maybe a little bit different opinions of where the club is now and where it wants to go. I think Dermot Usher is doing a job that's he's going to get the club to where it wants to be, but Derm will do it in his own way, where he'll be successful. He's been a very successful man previously in his other business, and I think he'd be the same again in football. It's just that there's probably a little path to travel first before Cork City get to the top and challenge. But the fans obviously expect and want the team to be right up the top end of the table, and rightly so.
As the league continues to expand and improve, Clancy believes that investment is key to achieving any success.
And again, like, look, there is no real surprise stories in any league title. When someone wins the league, it's normally the majority of the time it's someone that has the biggest budget. I think that's why the Leicester City story was unbelievable maybe about 8 years ago, whenever they won the league, was because they didn't have the biggest budget. Same way that Kevin Doherty's doing an unbelievable job to have Drogheda up near the top of the table now. And that's why it's making headlines, is because everybody's looking at Drogheda and saying they shouldn't be up there. So I think, look, to be successful, you need to be able to compete with the teams that are at the top of the league, and that comes down to finances as well. And And again, I'm not going to sit here and say that Dermot should have put more money in. It's Dermot's worked extremely hard in his life to be successful and earn money. And there's not really a return for people say it's investors. It's not investors. It's like a sugar daddy because they don't get money back. You don't make money from the League of Ireland or most football clubs. So it's not just a matter of, right, look, knocking on the door and saying, right, put money in. It has to be some sort of hybrid, maybe, where you can sort of get money coming into the club as well as pushing about a little bit without jeopardising the future of the club as well.
Former Cork City manager and current Galway United boss John Caulfield believes that you have to find players off the beaten track if you're to compete with the likes of the Dublin clubs and Derry City.
I suppose the investment in the league nationwide has grown dramatically over, like, if you look at the period for when I was previously manager in Cork to now, the investment in clubs has been massive, and the stakes have been upped. And I suppose the challenge is for the provincial clubs, particularly probably Sligo, Galway, Cork, and possibly Waterford, is competing, because you're on a much lesser budget than the four Dublin clubs and Derry. But that's the challenge. That's why you have to work so hard. That's why you have to try and see, can you find the likes of Moses and these guys who are maybe not in the public eye, and there are ways somewhere that you can find these guys that will come in and make a difference. And Ollie and myself put a lot of work into that, trying to find players that maybe are outside the eye vision of maybe the clubs in Dublin. And because we know we don't have the money that's there, and we have to box clever. And so it's that challenge. And I suppose the gap in that side has got bigger, but you have to try and find other ways and other solutions of how to stay in there, how to get results, how to sign players outside the box that'll keep you competitive. And I suppose that's the challenge. And no matter if you're a manager of any club, it's really, really difficult, but you have to work incredibly hard. And you have to have people with you who work hard and have good knowledge, so that's our challenge. Like it's you're not going to have any of those provincial clubs competing to sign a player that, with all due respect, Stephen or Duffer or Stephen Kenny come in for, because financially you're not going to be there. So you have to go elsewhere. That's the challenge.
Just like Tim Clancy's, you can sign up at offtheball.com/join to never miss a beat. Remember, Off the Ball Breakfast is live with Ger Gilroy and Cullen Buhig every weekday morning from 7:30. You can listen on the Go Loud app. Just search Off the Ball, or if you prefer your OTB fix in glorious Technicolor, you can watch the show live on YouTube. Galway United forward Moses Dyer has been named the SSC Airtricity Men's Premier Division Player of the Month for April. The Kiwi attacker is the top scorer in the league with 8 goals so far. He says the competitiveness of the league is what attracted him.
It's very 100 miles per hour. It means a lot to the games. Mean a lot. Every game means a lot to everyone. You know, we've got people traveling 4 hours to come watch us in Waterford. We got a whole section at every Dublin game is full, so it means a lot to them. So yeah, that's probably different, because in North America, where I was playing before, you have to fly to games, and no one's really, you're not bringing fans that way. The games mean a lot to everyone here. So every point, every game is so important.
Dyer has 11 caps for New Zealand and 1 goal. The All Whites have already qualified for the World Cup next year in the US, Canada and Mexico. With Nando Pienaar and Max Mata previously playing for New Zealand whilst also playing in the league, Dyer is looking to take inspiration from them.
For sure, yeah. Knowing that they were playing here and they made... So they played for New Zealand, playing in Ireland?
Yeah.
That was obviously a reason. I knew if I came and I did what I thought I could do in this league, that I had a chance. But anything could happen.
And Galway boss John Caulfield paid tribute to his star attacker.
Yeah, Moses is a beautiful person. You know, you put a lot of work into... We saw his qualities on video, but so many players that you look at, you know, hundreds of players over the years, and you wonder what you bring in. But I suppose with the humility he had, in the sense that, you know, our league is mad. Moses has said that. It's 90 minutes, 95 minutes of hectic high intensity energy, but he's physically strong. He was, you know, we'd watched a lot of him, and we'd spoken a number of times on Zoom calls, and it was probably the fact that he was New Zealand, from that background. You know, we find, you know, lads from New Zealand, Australia, you know, probably Canada, the States, we find them guys quite suitable to our league, you know, the type of people they are. And I suppose, look, he's come in and he's kept the head down and he scores some great goals. And look at the everything is in front of him. You know, if he keeps working hard, we keep creating chances. I've no doubt he'll get lots more goals, and we needed that. And but the main thing is that when outside players come into our league, a lot of times they don't understand it, but Moz had done a lot of research on the way we play, the type of games. Obviously, he could see the passion from the crowds. You know, he'd saw that in watching matches, and you know, so he's bought in exactly to what we wanted. You never know; you're always hopeful that it will happen. And but certainly, I had no doubt. You know, after the first couple of weeks in training, there was in my head that there was no doubt that he was going to do very well for us.
And remember, there is live League of Ireland commentary again this Friday night, as there is every Friday on the Go Loud app. This week's serving is Bohemians' clash with Shelburne at Dalymount Park. Cork City star Cathal O'Sullivan was in attendance last night at Crystal Palace's under-21 loss to Southampton. Sean O'Connor exclusively revealed last week in the Irish Independent that the starlet would tour Crystal Palace's facilities as the 18-year-old weighs up his options. It's also said that Ipswich and Nottingham Forest are said to be interested.
This week on Diverted.
Sí, well, you know, cuando tienes tiempo en Argentina, es esencial para comer media luna todos los tiempos.
I tell the story of how my hitchhiking disaster led me to the family of Alexis McAllister.
Para nosotros también es un gran orgullo que mi hermano haya jugado con Maradona y Alexis, su hijo, haya jugado con Messi, que son los dos más grandes exponentes del fútbol mundial que dio la Argentina.
I also meet Dickie McAllister at the Buenos Aires Hurling Club. And we discover the national sport of Argentina, pato.
¿Anduviste en otro lado filmando pato ya o no?
Diverted. Coming every Tuesday to your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts.
Everton captain Seamus Coleman hopes moving to a new stadium will be a catalyst for them to start challenging for trophies again. They'll bid farewell to Goodison Park when they play their last ever match there against Southampton in the Premier League on Sunday. The Republic of Ireland international told Sky Sports it'd be great to begin a successful era at their new Bramley Moor Dock home.
This football club needs to be winning things, and if we can get things right behind the scenes, we've got a good manager who understands the football club, who hurts when the football club doesn't win, you know, that we can start looking to win stuff as a football club.
Nottingham Forest striker Taiwo Awoniyi is set to have surgery to repair the abdominal injury he sustained against Leicester City. Awoniyi was taken to hospital today after checks by the club's medical staff revealed that the problem required urgent treatment. The Nigeria international sustained the injury late in the 2-2 draw at the City Ground after colliding with the post. Awoniyi tried to play through the pain after sustaining the injury, which came as he slid in bravely to attempt to get on the end of an Anthony Elanga cross. Awoniyi needed roughly 3 minutes of treatment after the collision and was subsequently substituted in the 91st minute of the game following what Nuno Espirito Santo described as miscommunication between the player, the club's medical staff and the coaching team. Forest used their last available substitution window to replace Elliot Anderson with Jota as Awoniyi waited on the touchline to be given permission to come back to the pitch. The issue was the subject of an animated conversation between Nuno and Forest owner Evangelos Marinakis on the pitch after the final whistle. Awoniyi has made 3 starts and 23 substitute appearances in the Premier League this season, scoring 1 goal. Rangers have not yet established a leading candidate to be their new manager amid reports Davide Ancelotti is set to be offered the position, according to Chris McLaughlin of BBC Scotland. Spanish newspaper Marca said the 35-year-old Real Madrid assistant, who is the son of outgoing Bernabeu head coach Carlo Ancelotti, has been identified by the 49ers Enterprises, who are in talks to take over the Scottish Premiership club. However, Rangers are continuing discussions with potential managers, with sources indicating they are still in the early stages of the process and that suggestions of a leading candidate are inaccurate. 5-time Champions League winner Carlo Ancelotti will depart Real at the end of the month to take on the Brazil head coach job. Italian Davide Ancelotti previously assisted his father at Bayern Munich, Napoli and Everton, and was on the books of AC Milan as a player. Barry Ferguson has overseen Rangers' past 13 games as interim head coach following Philippe Clement's sacking in February. The 45-year-old will take charge of Rangers' final home game of the season against Dundee United on Wednesday before they end their campaign at Hibernian on Saturday.
Lookman, Samardžić, Sulemana! His first for Atalanta. May just have secured Atalanta Champions League football next season.
In Serie A last night, at Atalanta were 2-1 winners at home to Roma. Adamola Lookman put Giampiero Gasperini's side in front before Roma equalised through Brian Cristante. Ghanaian midfielder Ibrahim Sulemana scored the winner for Ladea to guarantee Champions League football in Bergamo next season. The last Champions League spot is still up for grabs as Juventus, Lazio, Roma and Bologna all battle over the final two rounds of games.
Anthony finds the net yet again. Could that be the most valuable of the lot? Betis lead on the night and lead 3-1 on aggregate. Anthony scores for the third game in a row. He cannot stop scoring for Real Betis.
Reports in Spain are saying that Anthony's stint at Real Betis could be a fleeting one. The Brazilian has become a cult hero in Seville in the second half of the season since arriving on loan from Manchester United. But the Red Devils will be delighted to see how interest in him is growing. Anthony has admitted just how happy he is at Betis, and sporting director Manu Fajardo has voiced publicly on multiple occasions that they would love to hang on to Anthony and are in conversations to do so. Betis are paying little of a salary this season and in theory will be looking to keep him on a loan deal next season, but United are prioritising a sale for the Brazilian. Ruben Amorim is not intending on keeping him in the United squad, and the club are keen to use him to generate funds to allow them to strengthen elsewhere. They have set an asking price of between 40 and 50 million euros. After previous reports that Atletico Madrid had inquired about Anthony's availability, Football España confirmed that Los Rojiblancos are planning to hold talks with United after gathering information on him and making contact with his camp. Los Colchoneros are also keen on United winger Alejandro Garnacho, but the cost of the deal is thought to be a major obstacle. In addition, Betis rivals for the final Champions League spot this season in La Liga, Villarreal, are also intent on opening discussions with United. Beyond Spanish shores, Juventus have also registered an interest in Anthony following his brilliant form of late. La Vecchia Signora are also interested in the Brazilian, although at this point it is considered that he is more of a priority for the likes of Betis, Villarreal and Atletico.
Schick, Frimpong goes for goal, gets the goal! Jeremy Frimpong shocks Dusseldorf in under 10 minutes. There was always pressure on that side and it's blown early, Patrick.
Sky Germany are reporting that Liverpool are in advanced talks over the signing of the 24-year-old Bayer Leverkusen and Netherlands international right-back Jeremy Frimpong. Journalist Florian Plettenberg has reported on X, understand Liverpool are seriously pursuing Jeremy Frimpong. Advanced talks have already taken place. Following detailed analysis and due to his availability, he is currently one of the top options for LFC to potentially replace Trent Alexander-Arnold. Frimpong is planning to move this summer. The right wing-back can leave Leverkusen in the summer thanks to a release clause set at around 35 to 40 million euro. Described as amazing and lethal by his Netherlands manager Ronald Koeman, Frimpong has scored 5 goals and given 12 assists in 48 appearances this season, playing predominantly as a right wing back. Jonathan Tah is in advanced talks to join Bayern Munich as a free agent after his Bayer Leverkusen contract expires this summer. The 29-year-old defender confirmed in April that he would leave Leverkusen following the expiration of his contract in June. If the deal is completed, he will sign a 3-year deal with Bayern with the option of a further year. The Germany international was the subject of an approach from Bayern last summer, but the German side's move did not materialise due to Leverkusen's 30 million euro asking price. Real Madrid and Barcelona have also been linked with moves for Tah. Barcelona had reached a verbal agreement with the defender over a potential move, while Real Madrid had been offered Tah several months ago but rejected the option of signing him. Bayern had been in the market for a centre-back prior to the news that defender Eric Dier is set to join Monaco as a free agent this summer, as reported by The Athletic. Leverkusen vice-captain Tah has made 401 appearances for the club during 10 seasons at the Bayern. Coventry manager Frank Lampard's urged his players to rise to the occasion and reach the Championship playoff final. They're 2-1 down going into tonight's semi-final second leg against Sunderland. Lampard says they've got to be ready for the challenge ahead.
We could be on the beach now, like some other teams. We're not. We're in the playoff. We're going to a stadium alike, a fantastic stadium with really good fan base who are going to support their team. That's why we play the game. We can't always be your home fans. Our fans are amazing. But to go into that environment is should be an absolute inspiration for our players.
Last night, Sheffield United were 3-0 winners over Bristol City at Bramall Lane. That gave them a 6-0 win on aggregate and booked their spot in the playoff final at Wembley on Saturday week. And that is about all we have time for on today's Football Daily. Remember to subscribe in your podcast feed wherever you get this pod to keep this coming to you free of charge every weekday. I'm David Wilson and Phil Egan will be back with more football news tomorrow. Thanks for listening.